Let me tell you that Lima is the second biggest capital of the world, built in a desert after El Cairo in Egypt or Egypt. So the first big capital in the desert, El Cairo, the second biggest capital in the desert, Lima. But we don't have that impression because we have a lot of green areas, a lot of parks. But for keeping Lima green, look at the sky, looks like it's gonna rain, but maybe not. It's just because of the clouds that comes from the ocean and stay over the Lima sky. It's very ugly, 8 months of the year, gray sky.
Okay.
From December till April, blue sky and good temperature. But for keeping the city green, watering all the time. Or to plant trees, plants that they don't need a lot of water for growing. So here in the Lima center, we are at 150 meters above the sea level. A little bit higher than in Miraflores, where you go later, 60, 70 meters. But the Lima region goes from the sea level, Callao, the airport, the harbor, till 4,000 meters high. In the Lima region, we also have Andes, at 3 or 4 hours from here to the east. So it's very big. We are 10 million inhabitants in Lima now. 10 million inhabitants, so 1/3 of the Peruvian people are living in Lima. The biggest migration came from the 50s till the 80s, 90s, lots of people from the countryside, because Lima, for being the capital, all the time had everything. And the people, for having more opportunities, just left the countryside and came to live to Lima. Nowadays, among these 10 million, just 7 million of people are from all over the country, and only 3 million of Peru, of Limeños, as we are called, Limeños, 3 million of Limeños. Then what more? We are so many people now in Lima because in the 80s we had another reason that made the people escape from their cities. Very sad reason. Terrorism, terrorismo, salud. Peru had the Shining Path, and also Movimiento Revolucionario Tupac Amaru, 20 years of terrorism, so the people escaped and they came to live. When you leave the city of Lima, you will see, maybe tomorrow, you can see the city here and then a lot of new districts. Before were shanty towns, so now are new districts because we're areas occupied, just the people invade the area for living, for surviving. So we have a lot living in the city. Well, but that is Lima, so now in the country, the economy is going well, fortunately. We export a lot of organic products, so this is good for the country, so you don't feel too much here crisis or crisis. But it's better comparison with others. Okay, so now we continue. Here, if you want, you can take pictures, of this, of the garden, of this, you can take pictures, but inside not. Here.